Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. My name is Brad Post. I'm sitting here with Josh Rich.
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing, Josh?
Doing well, Brad. How are you?
Good. It's been a little while.
It has been.
But, Josh, you wrote this amazing blog post, and I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's basically talking kind of about the difference between local and organic results,
yes.
Right?
That was
your good stuff, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
So this is like one of the more confusing topics that we kind of have to deal with a lot of times with our SEO campaigns. And so when we say local results, we're talking about basically, I think it's three, is it four results?
The three pack.
The three, mm-hmm. Yes. So it was four, now it's three.
Right.
But it's the three results that pop up in the map that listen when you do a Google search. And it won't always pop up, but if you search, especially for like, you know, a service or like a industry in your town, mm-hmm. then you're always going to get it. You know, to search for like an oil change place in your town or a upholstery cleaner or something like that, you're going to get some local listings there.
As long as you have your Google My Business listing.
Right, yeah. The search results, something's going to pop up there. So then the organic results are just like your regular run-of-the-mill results that pretty much, you know, the local results are only on the front page, and then everything else past that is going to be organic results, so typically 10 per page. And again, we're not including the ads in this either. This is just purely unpaid search results here. And so something that's really confusing about this is that a lot of times you'll have a different order. So say that we've got company A, B, and C, right? And so say like in the local results, they pop up in that order, A, B, C. Then in our organic results, sometimes they'll pop up like B, C, A. Mm-hmm. So saying, why is A showing up first in the local results, but then third in the organic?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's very confusing to think that they correlate. But the reason why they don't is because they're pulling different information.
Mm-hmm.
So the Google algorithm is sophisticated enough to scan different information. So it's almost like two different search results. There's definitely a lot of crossover there. I'd probably say it's about 60% crossover, and 40% is independent,
mm-hmm.
which is where that variation comes in, mm-hmm. right? And so there's three things that really affect this this disparity between the two results. The first one is going to be the difference between citations and links. So citations, those are anywhere on the web where like your name, address, and phone number are in your URL are listed. So a lot of times that's going to be like different directories, like Yellow Pages or Foursquare or Brown Book, Andy's List, whole long slew of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a backlink is just a link to your website on someone else's website.
Mm-hmm.
And so the backlinks are what you want for organic results. So that's going to get your domain authority up. It's going to make you look like a very credible website to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas citations are what you want for your local listings.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that whenever you have, you know, your name, your address, your phone number, and your website, that it is all identical.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put, like, if you spell out Avenue, but then you put Av, and another one, that's going to hurt you. So make sure, like, just find one way to do it, and then just run with it. Make sure that it's unanimous across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one difference there is the citation for local, backlinks for organic. The second thing that's going to influence that is the way that your Google Maps listing is configured. And the best advice here is just fill out everything.
Mm-hmm.
First you want to make sure you want to claim it.
Mm-hmm.
The way that works is you'll, if it's not claimed, you'll type in your company name, and it'll say, claim my business, and then it'll send you a postcard in the mail with like a four or five digit number. And you just gotta get the postcard, go on there, and then claim your business, type in the code, and then you'll get it. And so once you've claimed it, you have ownership of it, then just fill it out. I mean, put pictures, put descriptions, choose a category, put phone numbers, hours, I mean, everything that you can possibly do. I think it might even give you like a little completion bar,
mm-hmm.
you know, where your progress is, and try to get that as close to 100% as possible. Mm-hmm. Google just likes that, it helps make their services better. And as a reward, you'll kind of bump up in the search rankings. And then the third factor that will influence this is just other directories. Since directories aren't listed in local results, but they have a lot of traffic, therefore they're going to have pretty good domain authority, so they're going to pop up really well and the organics, and that kind of just jumbles up the whole mess of the organic results there. That's basically it, as far as the differences. There's more to it than that. That's a really succinct way to do it. So just remember, if you want to go up in the local results, find citations, and we've got a list of like, I think it's over 200 just general business citations that we fill out for all of our clients, just to help them get up in that local search results. Whereas if you want to get up in the organic, you need more backlinks.
Right.
And those are two different things. And then fill out your Google Maps listing to the best of your ability. And just, I mean, you obviously really can't do anything about the directories or articles that pop up. You're just kind of out of luck there.
Yeah.
That's the basic difference there.
Sometimes Yelp is a little hard to compete with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of those directories, they're the Yelp or the Thumbtacks or the Angie's List. They're like crazy hard sites to beat. You're just not going to do it.
Right.
So just try to make sure you're beating your competitors there, and then you'll be fine.
So you did a search here, Tulsa coffee shops.
Right.
Local results, Topeka, Foolish Things, and Double Shot.
Yeah, in that order.
Basically, in that order. And then the top organic results were TulsaFood.com. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Listings, yeah, right? Directory listings. Yeah.
But you looked also at their backlinks as to where they showed up.
Yeah.
Looks like Topeka had the most citations, so that's why they showed up first.
Yeah.
Foolish Things had the next.
Yeah.
And they had, looks like Topeka had more reviews than.
Yeah. That's another thing I forgot to mention there on the Google listing. If you can get reviews, that'll help a ton too. So reach out to your frequent customers or your employees or yourself and just get a good review on Google. And honestly, it doesn't have to be 5 stars. Even just a 3-star review will help. Just make sure people are interacting. And if you get a bad review, don't freak out. Just you can comment on that review as the owner. And if you do get a bad review, that's a great thing to do. Just comment on there, see if you can get a response. Or even if you can't, it at least shows Google that you take that seriously and that you're aware of it.
And it also shows clients that are coming when they're looking at reviews,
exactly.
You're responding.
Yeah. Exactly.
And hopefully a professional name.
Yes. Be polite, be courteous, don't chew them out. Be professional. It'll be fine.
But it looks like backlinks, Foolish Things had more than Topeka, but again, it all comes down to the citations on that. So
yeah, exactly.
But good. And then I mean, that's kind of one of the things we do as a Tulsa SEO company is our level one package. We really focus on local. I mean, that's our cheapest package, so if somebody comes to us and they're going to do, SEO and they want to compete on a national level, we wouldn't sell them a level one,
If you're on some big national e-commerce site, then citations aren't really a problem. It's all about backlinks.
Right. It's always good to have that, but as far as what we do kind of at a level one, look at all their citations, right? Process and kind of clean those up for them, suppress them.
Yeah, suppressing the duplicate ones you have and make sure they're all unanimous.
Good. Awesome, Josh. Well, thanks for listening to Create the Movement podcast, and join us the next time Josh writes an awesome blog post.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.